All right. In the meantime, Mark Hull, speaking of sports, he's with us from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Now, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Typically, if it was different times, you'd be here as our guest shooter, and I'd love to get a time where we could just go in further depth with you. In fact, Jason Cairns is going to be with me in about 10 minutes. He joins me daily weekday mornings at 5:45. You met him, and we've just recorded our first podcast, and we want to be rolling that out. We'd love to have you as a guest on that sometime. But tell people what it is that you do when you are able to exercise your wings, I guess.
First of all, in baseball's optimism, you know, if you move the catcher back about 4 feet and put the umpire behind the fence, which is where most of the umpires are anyway,
yeah.
they would get the whole 6 foot kind of space.
There
they
you
could
go.
Actually play.
Well, I think they're even shutting down golf courses, and I heard people opining about that. So
yeah,
it's a tough time, Mark. And you travel. Your job calls for a lot of travel. So
I used to be a traveler.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
In many ways, you can travel a lot of different ways. And what we're learning is, you know, this is a storm that has, but storm clouds have silver linings. And we're trying to find the silver linings in this. And I think as we get through it, we'll be able to look back and see, boy, I don't want to do that again. But learned a lot of stuff in that and changed a lot of behaviors. It's what we call a Kairos moment, and it's an opportunity moment. It's a crisis that gets us to stop and rethink and reform.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a lot of that as a ministry, but boy, I don't think I'm going to be a diamond medallion with Delta next year with the lack of travel we're going to have now. I was supposed to get back today from a trip to Helsinki and Kyiv and St. Petersburg. And after just getting back 2 weeks ago now, kind of self-quarantining from Dubai, we were the last conference Dubai let in. It was our international capacity conference, 45 countries, 150 people. We were the last one they allowed in. And God did some amazing things at that, and even afterwards, some amazing things. And gratefully, we have not heard that anyone who was at the conference in the last 2 weeks has reported any symptoms of the COVID-19. So we're grateful for that, too. But it was a wonderful time, and I'm so grateful for our international partners that I get to work with now for the last 2 years. I've handed off all of the local stuff to the young guys. They're hitting it out of the park.
They're doing
delighted.
A great job. Yeah,
they are doing a great job, and better than I was doing. It was time to hand it off, and some really, really fine people.
Well, you did a great job, and you left a great legacy there in terms of your work here in the state. And you had filtered out nationally, but I mean, just to see your life take on in this calling to internationally, explain to people briefly in terms of the 3D coaching that you've been looking to pass on globally.
We have such a unique situation with three-dimensional coaching. It was created out of people connected with FCA, three of us, but it grew to where FCA wisely said, when schools and coaches and universities start to look for certification with this and course for credit, FCA recognized we're not a certifying or crediting organization. We commission. That's what churches and Christian organizations do. But you don't certify. We're not accredited. So they allowed three of us to create an outside entity called the 3D Institute, and then we created this partnership with FCA so we could go into places, schools and others, as a values-based training with a faith-based partner if you're interested. That play started to take off internationally. We had no idea. But as we started to work on it, we saw that our international partners, especially in closed and difficult countries, needed something that was like a point of a spear that could get into places that they could not. And coaches' education with a faith-based partner can go anywhere in the world. I've done workshops in Pakistan, in Egypt, in China, in Singapore, Ukraine, Russia, all over the world. And then we've done them in Latin America, where it's easy to have conversations about Jesus, and it works everywhere. And our partners all over the world are, right now, they see this as their the quote play they can run, because it's online education and the world is locked down. But the internet and communication tools like this allow us to close the social gap. That's why I think a better term is physical distance.
Oh, totally. I totally agree with you. Yeah. I've never done more Zoom calls in my life than I've done, did church that way. And we had more people in our adult Bible discussion at 9 o'clock Sunday than ever before. And last night, this thing called Man Club. And I feel like I'm on ESPN Sports Reporters, though, when they've got the different people in the city. Well, I think we had about 12 guys last night, and you're doing a number of these all times of the day all over the globe from your home here in Eau Claire, right?
I am. I did a workshop for 20 coaches in St. Petersburg, Russia, at 2:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And then I've got another one at midnight coming up next week. I've got a Zoom call with, I just had one with the athletic administrator at the university, International University of Bucharest in Romania.
Huh.
First connection with him. I'm doing some a training for the Central and Eastern European Schools Association coming up next week. These are all things that they're looking for, and the all of them have a this unique gift. One of the silver linings in this is when we work with athletic administrators, with club directors and others, and they want to train their coaches, and they see that this is a seven-hour training online, 7 hours of content, much longer than that in training. Their first thought is, coaches don't have time to do that. Well, one, you have time to do the things that are important, and two, everybody has discretionary time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches especially, because they're supposed to be out in the, supposed to be on the field for 2 hours right now.
Right.
This afternoon. Every day. There won't be.
Yeah.
Time has been opened up, and for some of them, funds have been opened up too.
Right. Well, hey, Mark, I appreciate it. Listen, we want to check in with you more throughout the morning. And again, you can handle this call at 5:30 because you're getting calls at all times of the day or night. But we want to talk more about how WWIB has helped the FCA ministry over the years, and the great partnership with the camps and the promotions and the speakers. So we'll check in with you in about an hour or so at about 6:40 or so, okay?
I look forward to that. WWIB was so crucial at the early in formative stages of our ministry up here. It would not have happened, or it certainly wouldn't have happened nearly as well without WWIB.
Well, thanks so much. We love partnering with you, and we continue to hope to partner with FCA. But like again, when they were in here recently, they were like, I don't know about the summer camp. So we're hoping and praying for that. So thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll check.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Mark Hull here on WWIB this morning. We'll check in with our friend Jason shortly.
Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor?
All right. Thank you, Fred Rogers. Appreciate it. WWIB, 12 and a half before 6 o'clock, and waking up to a temperature this morning of 32 degrees. And Jason Kanz is on the line from his home in Eau Claire. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Now, I was tossing and turning a little bit last night thinking about, what was on my mind is this idea of, as we globally go through this, again, the word unprecedented used a lot, as is flatten the curve and self-quarantine and different terms we hear a lot that we didn't used to hear. But I'm really grateful, again, I know people might get tired of this, but I go back to my appreciation for the influence of Larry Crabb in my thinking with books like Shattered Dreams and others. That if, but there's a particular C.S. Lewis quote, and he's a huge C.S. Lewis fan. He quotes him all the time, and rightly so. But there's a quote you have in front of you this morning that I wonder if you could share, and we could kind of chew on a little bit. Hit us with that C.S. Lewis quote.
Yeah, so the C.S. Lewis quote, and Larry Crabb certainly is a big fan of this one as well, says, put first things first, and we get second things thrown in. Put second things first, and we lose both first and second things. And he's actually, he wrote that in a couple of different places, interestingly, and it's a little bit of a variance between the two of them. And it's one of those quotes of Lewis's, like I suppose so many of his, where you hear it and then you have to kind of circle back around and think about it again. So let me read it one more time.
Yeah, please do.
Put first things first and we get second things thrown in. Put second things first and we lose both first and second things.
Yeah, and so one can think about, you know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, Matthew 6:33. Jesus says in Luke 17, the kingdom of heaven is within. But I think in general, it seems like whether intentional about it or not, a lot of times as Christians, I mean, our desire, I mean, hey, you know, if I'm going to live right and I want God to bless me and just have a good life, and it might not work out that way. And even globally, believer or unbeliever, this would seem to be a time of the sun's not shining and the rain's kind of coming down, right? Like Mark Hull just told us earlier, we're going through a storm here. So people are kind of maybe looking up and going, God, where are you, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think what I'm finding, at least I'm hoping I'm discovering, is that increased desire, that increased longing once again for first things. In one of Larry's books, I can't remember which one, but he talks about the difference between three different forms of longing or thirst, and it's
inside
longings.
Out, inside out.
Yeah.
Is, yeah,
critical longings, crucial longings, and I can't remember what the third one is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think it's the for us. Hopefully, my prayer is that as we go through this, we begin to discover what are those critical longings. Certainly union with God, to kind of understand that. But I don't think too far behind is true relational connection with others. It's not about stuff. It's not about who's right and who's wrong. It's about living and loving relationship with God and others.
And having said that, then you can go, wow, and so what we're going through right now, is it bringing that? I think overwhelmingly people are crying out because, you know, there's a saying I latched onto a few years ago. Mama Maggie from Egypt said, when you don't have anything, God becomes everything. And so as we go through a period of that in the wealthiest country in the history of the world, America, people are going, wow, this is, I think there is a finding, there is a calling out where maybe people weren't as much before.
Yeah, and I think also, and this is, I think, globally as well, the notion of social media, maybe it's beginning to reveal to us there are definitely benefits to it, but there are also, it's not the same thing as in-person contact. You know, the physical presence of other people.
We were part of a Zoom call with 12 different guys last night, and so that was kind of, as good as that was, it wasn't quite the same. Yeah.
Right. There's a need, I think, to be in the physical presence of other people. And I suspect that's at a much deeper level than we even understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. First things first. Yeah. So that's good stuff and a good reminder this morning. So, Jason, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow. March Mayhem Hope and Hoops Thursday. We've got just 4 days left. And today, trying to help to light the fire under you to pledge at 396-1670. And we are not doing so well in the pledging department. We got our buddy Frank and Rita from Osseo. They're chiming in with $5 per made basket. But long ago, they said they'd do that throughout the month. So Mark Hull is on the line, traveling the world with the FCA for the 3D coaching. Good morning again, Mark.
Good morning.
You were with us an hour ago, and folks were still sleeping, apparently, because they have not rushed to their phones and called and texted to get behind, even though we have a $15 gift certificate for Down to Earth Garden Center in the Mustard Seed Boutique. Plus, everybody pledging all day today has a chance at a $25 Shields gift card. So good incentives for people. But go ahead.
The best incentive, though, is always to support that which is doing a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I don't know, as I've been listening, songs have been going deeper into my heart in these recent days, this never-ending month of March, which seems like it's been really long, longer than Snowmageddon February last year. But it's, you know, you just hear these different tunes. We need hope. I know for me, I'm like, some of the news can seem so depressing that I just need to fill up on hope like I'm having a big meal, you know? How about you?
Well, it certainly is one of those Christian virtues that gives us power in the present. I mean, that's the whole function of hope, is to keep our present reality open to a future possibility. And when there's that future possibility, then I have power in the present. No hope in the future, no power in the present.
You do a lot of traveling all over the world, so I always love run into you when you're back in the Chippewa Valley and you're kind of hunkered down here for a while now, but with people with the 3D coaching and you're using, you know, Zoom calls, those video phone calls now to train people. But what's kind of, prior to this all breaking, I mean, what was kind of the sense as you've traveled all over the place? I mean, you get to really kind of feel the pulse of what's going on. So,
in relationship to what? In relationship to the last two months?
To faith. Prior to this whole corona thing, in terms of just kind of the movement of what the Spirit is doing. What you see, I guess, a lot of it, the front lines, is with the 3D coaching stuff. So.
We do, and we see people who, of course, have great hope, and that's why they do what they do. Working in the arena of sport, in what we call in sport, in that competitive arena, in places that it is sport that allows you to get in, because you cannot come in with a religious product or as a religious organization in many of the Muslim countries, Hindu countries, but you can come in to help work with sport and play, because God has hardwired into the human spirit to play. And if you can be involved in urban areas and poor areas as well as the high-level competitive, there's an opening. And our folks are very, very hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big deal. I'm thinking recently I've taken in a couple of Brené Brown books through Audible, The Power of Vulnerability and Dare to Lead. I highly recommend them in both. But she talks about one particular guy, I'm forgetting who it is, who was in one particular area of trauma and ended up to become an expert on play. I mean, it's just like, because his research showed how important that area is. So.
Oh, my goodness. When it captures your imagination, that's the nature of play, and it's what's called autotelic. That means self-rewarding. And so even in war zones, children play, and it's how it becomes safe. You control play. So the world isn't as scary when you play.
Boy, and that's there's so much there. There's so much there. We just kind of disregard it. And just like, I guess, with Jesus, people just, he's like, no, bring the children to me, the ones who are playing. And then he also says, notably, unless you become like little children, you should not enter the kingdom of heaven. We got a thing or two to learn from him.
Childlike versus childish.
Yeah.
But childlike is the joy and wonder of the present. And don't let this rob us from the opportunity to have joy and wonder in the present. I love the Stockdale paradox. Face the brutal facts, but never give up hope that in the future you will prevail. Those are the two things. We've got brutal facts to face. But don't give up hope that in the future you will prevail. That gives you power in the present.
That Stockdale reference, it always strikes me, that story, because who didn't make it? The optimists, right?
You're right. The optimists didn't make it because they were wish dreaming. They weren't facing the brutal facts. But I can have optimism while facing the brutal facts because I know that in the future we will prevail. I heard an interview yesterday where a guy was talking about getting back to work because of what's happening in the stock market and others. And my life's work, I'll lose my life's work, he said, if this continues on. And I'm thinking, Jesus said the store your treasures in heaven. They can't be stolen there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I don't lose my life's work. If I could lose my house, I probably won't. I doubt it.
Uh-huh.
But that's not my life's work.
Yeah.
There's a beauty in saying, I know who holds the future in this.
Uh-huh.
And I have great hope for that. And so how can I help others who are struggling?
Mark,
that's my prayer now.
Before you started traveling the globe with the 3D coaching and doing all the Zoom calls you're doing out of your home here in the Chippewa Valley now with people truly all over the world, and that's so exciting. I love to see that spread. I'm not such a fan to see the coronavirus spread like it does, but it is what it is. So tell people, though, about the great partnership that WWIB and FCA have had over the years, and it truly has been great.
It has been. I do not see doing what I do now
without WIB, because it helped in those formative times of rethinking for me. But even more, it helped to get the word out of who FCA, what FCA is. When I came up here, first staff person, we had a few things going on, very little. And there was, folks, there's no internet. There's no other communication. The most powerful tool of communication we had at that time was the radio. And there was, I don't see a close second because of the size of WWIDB, its listening audience, the ability to get the word out on what we were doing was second to none to people who there was no other way that I'd be able to communicate with. The events that we did, summer camp, all of those things that are established now were formative then.
Yeah.
Without the partnership of WWID, I don't know how they would take a form on.
Well, we did get a pledge at 396-1670. Nathaniel, who we get from?
That is Sam. And actually, I know Sam.
All right.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I've done a few plays with him, actually, in the past. So
$10 for every shot made. You're our shooter, shooting proxy for Mark Hall. He's with us by phone here this morning. So, hey, you've been lighting it up 10 out of 10. Can you keep it going? Can you get this all the way to 15 in a row?
Let's
You're like
see.
Steph Curry. All right, let's see.
Let's wait, though, first, because I'm left-handed.
So if you're going to be Mark, you got to shoot left-handed.
I have to shoot left-handed? All right, let's see if I can do that.
No. We need to make money.
We need to make it. We need to make it today. So we're going to get to Greg Stewart's sports and commentary, which leaves another 7 minutes to go ahead and get in your pledges. And then Nathaniel shooting on behalf of Mark Hull from FCA, so we'll get Mark back on the line. Mark, thanks for calling in a few minutes here on WWIB.
Well, right now, again, kind of a new normal for a lot of folks, but still you're able to get out, walk the dog, get some exercise, and
run the children. Walk the dog, run the children.
Run the children, yes.
That's what we got to do.
It may be worth dusting off the fitness tracker when you head out on your next stroll, because researchers have found, and maybe this is a duh, but researchers have found higher step counts are associated with a lower risk of early death. And while the figure of 10,000 steps a day is a popular goal, researchers have long criticized the fact it has its roots in a foreign marketing campaign rather than scientific research. However, researchers now say step monitoring in more than 4,800 adults age 40 and over has shown that higher step counts are associated with a lower chance of death from any cause over a 10-year period, and individuals do not need to hit 10,000 steps a day to start seeing a benefit, though I don't see how it would hurt.
Interesting. And, you know, it is great to get out and do some walking. We have been making it our goal to get outside every single day for a walk as a family. And yesterday, we needed milk, so we walked a quick trip, and it was misty and almost raining, but we made it.
Mark, do you have to walk ferrets like you walk dogs, or...
No,
how
you
do
don't.
They get
no, they kind of scoot around the house.
Okay.
They kind of scoot around and you hope that they don't escape. So.
Yes.
I suppose you get your step count up if they do escape and you have to go retrieve
them. Yes. Great opportunity to walk, though. State parks are open and they are waiving the entrance fees, which is fantastic. So as long as you're practicing your social distancing while you're there and being respectful to the others, go hike around our state parks. Stay, you know, local. They're asking
There's
that you stay to your local ones.
I mean, Willow River is not far away.
Yeah,
that one's
beautiful.
Phenomenal.
Oh, we haven't been there in forever.
Yeah, right?
Like, I want to say Alyssa was a baby. My kids haven't been there that they would remember. That's a great one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, we've got Lake Wissota just up the road here.
Mm-hmm. Just a little skip away.
I do a sales job after this, and so typically I'm out and about visiting businesses, and that's waned significantly now to doing... working the phones, but so I'm going to have to find another way. You walk in your house, right?
I do, yeah. And you know, that was more my winter mode when it's dark when I get home from work and dark when I go to work and all of that, too. I'd walk back and forth in the house and hope not to trip over the children and the dogs. But it's kind of funny because, you know, Nora loves to walk with me or walk right in front of me and look back and smile. So,
cute.
But yeah, good times. We modify, do what we can.
That's right. That's all you can do, right? Well, it's 7:47 and 33 degrees here in the Wib Studios, and Mark came across these are bad songs.
Well, you know, we've
these
had
songs. Bad
we
songs.
Had Neil Diamond with his hand washing
yes!
song to Sweet Caroline earlier in the week, and there's been a lot of tunes.
Danny Gokey with his hand
wash your hands,
great
hands.
Song. Yeah,
we had Baby Shark,
the parody of the Beatles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, did I hear that one?
Did you not hear that one?
Yeah, it's about 30 seconds. We've got it in.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe that'll come later. So
okay.
So those are the good songs. And
good
I mean, we see so many creatives right now, too. I mean, there's something I just as a sidebar, I encourage you to go to the WIB Facebook page. It literally brought me to tears last night. This incredible Nashville-based choir all singing together, It Is Well With My Soul, via cell phone from all of their isolation locations. Hmm. And it was an incredible moment of worship that the Lord knew I needed last night. And so all these incredible, incredible creative people using what they have, where they're at, to do good things. And then there's this.
Yeah. And then there's this.
You start to cough, then pass it off when no one knows what to do.
Aww.
But wash and clean and quarantine for Wuhan flu.
Oh, dear.
So bad.
Corona, the virus infecting us all.
It is a little catchy. Corona,
it is. This one is catchy. I'll say that.
It's an earworm.
It is. So
is there more?
There's so much more.
We don't know where we come from, but we have come up with a little
Calypso.
Plan to keep these germs and others out of the Caribbean.
Oh, bad.
So we gotta get the soap and water, and we are gonna wash we hand, come on, see and cough, and
there
then
we're
gonna wash we hand.
Gets the job done, gets out the message.
It totally does. It's,
what's the guy from Little Mermaid? Sebastian?
Sebastian! Yes! Oh,
where's he at?
Goodness. He's busy washing his hands at the moment. And then finally, we have this gem.
Good strong musical start.
The apocalypse, the end is near.
Coronavirus,
yeah, it's everywhere. No one dares to go out. It's dangerous outside. So close your doors, lock them up, and turn off all the lights and stay at home and be alone. I dance on my own while the world goes down.
It's
Again, the good, the bad, and maybe the ugly.
It sets us up for the best in contemporary Christian music.
It
I think.
Really
yes, indeed.
Does.
Be glad that this is not what we play all the time.
Spend a life, David Dunn. You know, he seems like such a nice guy. I'd love if we could like visit with him sometime. Just
if he's
out,
not too busy.
Chat if he's not too busy. I think we have a caller. Hello, are you there?
Surprise!
Hey, good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're good. How are you? This is actually David Dunn for the listeners out there. We're good, David. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
Where are you calling from this morning?
His house, probably.
I am self-quarantining with my fam, so I'm setting up in my little studio.
Nice, nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. You gotta love all the family time we're all getting these days. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, David, you have a brand new album, Perspectives, coming out tomorrow. We'll talk more about that. But first, we want to play a little game if we can. We've got a 60-second timer. We've got a timer for 60 seconds. We put it on the clock. We call this game Rapid Fire, and we try to ask in that 60-second time frame as many simple get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in a few words or less. So we're dropping this on you right now, Rapid Fire with David Dunn. Are you ready?
I'm born ready.
All right. Here we go. Ready, set, go. David Dunn, what's the best breakfast food?
Cereal.
Favorite quarantine activity?
Cereal.
Do you prefer to fix things yourself or get a professional?
Fix things myself.
Parallel park or just drive around the block?
Parallel park.
As a kid, what was your favorite TV show?
Tailspin.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Regularly.
What is a song you will always sing along to?
Happy birthday.
Nice.
Last book you read?
The last book I read was called, oh my gosh, this is so nerdy. I wish you hadn't asked this question.
Let's hear it.
It was called Theft of Swords.
Yes.
That's awesome. Favorite superhero?
Movie. I'm going to go with movie, so then I'm going to say Batman.
Nice.
Batman, there you go. And
well
finally,
done.
This is what divides a lot of people. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
I don't understand the uproar surrounding it being on pizza. If you give me the option between a pizza with pineapple and no pizza, I will eat the pineapple pizza.
That's there like, you go.
Are you a musician or a politician?
Diplomat.
There?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
You could go settle a peace in the Middle East, I guess.
Rapid fire with David Dunn. Send the man some cereal in quarantine.
Different hats.
Nice. Well played. Well played.
Thank you.
So, David, you're a native of Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Texas. We've been in Nashville now for like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, born and raised in a place called Midland, Texas.
So being in Nashville, even now, I guess, on the heels, well, everything's on coronavirus. Prior to that, the Nashville tornado, where are things at these days? How close are you to where the major damage was?
I mean, we got hit really hard. So we're right on top of it. We got some pretty serious property damage in the tornado. And there's, you know, there's like four pockets in Nashville, and the coronavirus is not helping the recovery efforts. You know, I think they were going to be long anyway. But, you know, it's pretty much for us, we have to do a bunch of stuff with the city before we can figure out what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, the city's pretty much closed down. So it's been really difficult to figure out what we're supposed to even be doing. And people staying inside and businesses closing. So it's sort of like the 1-2 punch for us with the tornado and then the coronavirus right on the heels of the tornado. So it's been a pretty crappy 2020 thus far.
Yes.
Pretty rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you tried unplugging the year, waiting 10 seconds and plugging it back in?
I have. I do that almost every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I want my free 90-day trial of 2020 to be over now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you trying to keep your spirits up? And, you know, I mean, you're hunkered down with your wife, and now you have a little guy who's almost 2 years old now. So, you know, any creative activities that your family is doing during, you know, throughout all of this to try to keep spirits up?
Oh, you know, honestly, I'll tell you this. I'm producing a little bit, but for the most part, what I'm spending most of my days doing, and this is so, you know, nerdy as well, but I'm mostly just staring at CNBC and researching the internet on the stock market. So mostly I'm just looking at financial systems. You know, we did a couple of live concerts, via the internet, and that's been, you know, there was a couple days in there to where that's where I'm spending my time. But as a family, we haven't done a whole lot of creative stuff. Is that true? I should probably ask my wife to make sure that's true. Yeah. Well, I think mostly what I'm doing is staring at the TV and scouring the internet for info. And that's nerdy, I know.
Sure,
but that's a lot of what I'm doing in quarantine here.
Well, speaking of creative, David, you've put a lot of creativity and artistry into your new album, Perspectives, which drops tomorrow. So, you know, even in the midst of all this, you've got a lot of hope-filled music coming out. So what was that process like putting together that album? How are you excited about this being available to everyone worldwide tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll kind of address it this way. The album is about looking at common things in different perspectives, right, is really more like an acknowledgement of how huge perspective is in everybody's everyday life. We tend to think that everyone thinks and sees things the same way that we do, and we tend to forget that everybody is looking at the exact same thing we're looking at, and most likely coming away with something completely different as truth in their own mind. Let me give you an example. You guys are in Wisconsin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, so Wisconsin. If you guys say that, oh, man, it's really cold outside, that is a whole different level than me, native Texan, saying, oh, man, it's really cold outside.
Yeah, sure. True.
Say, oh, man, it's really cold outside. You guys go, oh, it's summer.
Yes.
Very true.
So perspective is, I mean, that's a funny one, but perspective is incredibly important. And a big part of the thing that I'm doing right now with my own record, this one that's releasing tomorrow, and this is, I know this is goofy as well, but a lot of the songs on there are about acknowledging that the Lord's perspective is different from my own. Mm. And so 2020 is the worst, right? It's the worst year of my life from my own perspective.
Huh.
And my family's as well, without even a close second. There's, you know, just tons of things I can point to and go, this is why this is the worst year ever. But that's my perspective of 2020. And I'm in the middle of it. Mm. That's how I feel about it.
Uh-huh.
The Lord's perspective is not mine. And I have no idea what his perspective is of 2020. But what I do know is that he is a loving father who wants to give his children good gifts. And good gifts don't always look like what I want them to look like. They're not always the things that I go, oh, this is the best thing for me, right? Because I don't actually know what the best thing is for me. I know what I want, but the Lord actually knows he has the correct perspective. So I'm trying to remind myself that in this year is that the Lord's perspective is actually the real one. And he wants what's best for all of his children, even when it's uncomfortable for me. I believe that to be true.
David Dunn, that's a terrific perspective to offer up. I think of Isaiah 55, 8, and 9. His ways are not like ours. His thoughts are not like ours. His ways and thoughts so much higher. Thank you so much. And we wish you the very best with Perspective, and we're going to be playing lots of it here on WWIB. So thank you, David.
Yeah, the song off of your new CD is starting now. We're going to play that here. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah. Hey, guys, this is my new song. I'm David Dunn, and this is Starting Now.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.